Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan met with reporters before the Christmas holiday to share his frustration over the president's veto of the bill, which appropriates around $400 million for a long list of capital projects to reinforce the Coast Guard's presence in the Arctic, including a new dock in Sitka.
There is significant more funding for infrastructure, particularly in Southeast, with regard to Sitka. Almost $30 million for the pier replacement because they're getting a fast response cutter.
Sullivan's frustration is shared by many senators who worked together pre-conferencing the bill. In other words, sitting down with members of both parties and with members of the U.S. House of Representatives, hammering out something that a clear majority could agree to. But Sullivan's frustration may be especially acute since the Coast Guard isn't part of the Defense Department. It's within the Department of Homeland Security. He's actually been working to link the Coast Guard authorization with the National Defense Authorization Act because the NDAA has been a sure thing for the last six decades.
And the big development there was that we combined the Coast Guard bill and the defense bill together. That's actually been a goal of mine since I got to the Senate. That's the first time that's happened. That's a great thing for our Coast Guard because a lot of times the defense bill moves every year, 60 years in a row that bill has moved. Coast Guard bill often gets overlooked, forgotten, maybe reauthorized every 2 years.
It was exactly 2 years ago that President Trump shut down the government in a standoff with Congress but maintained defense spending. The 42,000 members of the U.S. Coast Guard, however, worked without pay over the holidays and through most of January. Alaska's senior senator, Lisa Murkowski, is also unhappy with Trump's veto. In a news release on Christmas Eve, she wrote, "It's incredible that the president chose to veto the annual National Defense Authorization Act, particularly because his reason for doing so is an issue not related to national defense." Earlier in the fall, the president threatened a veto because the bill failed to include a repeal of the so-called Section 230, which shields internet companies from liability for statements posted on their websites by third parties. More recently, President Trump has called the National Defense Authorization Act a, quote, gift to China, end quote. The U.S. Senate could meet as early as Tuesday, December 29th to consider an override vote, but only if the House of Representatives has already done so. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.